Welcome to Jersey City, Andy Breckman. It's so nice to have you here in the flesh.
Okay, wait. Here
in meat space.
What does meat space mean?
Real life. You're here in person.
Meat space.
Meat space.
M-E-A-T? Meat?
Yes, M-E-A-T. Like your meat, I'm meat.
Don't do that, okay? Don't go. Don't do that.
That's what it's called.
Just say thanks for being here in person.
In real life?
Yeah. Meat space.
All right. Thanks for being here in person, Andy Breckman. Welcome.
I'm speaking as a friend. As a friend. Lay off the meat space references. Hey, Irwin handed me
The fact that you hate meat space so much makes me want to...
I know it does. Nothing. I know it does.
Beat it into the ground.
Oh, I know. But listen, Irwin wanted me to ask you, Ken.
Yeah.
I don't understand this reference.
Okay.
But Irwin's over there in the corner chuckling about this.
Uh-huh.
He handed me a note, ask Ken.
This better be good.
About his, quote, all things considered, naps.
Yes. I do take all things considered naps.
Listen to Irwin chortling. He's chortling like a little boy. Like a little, like Dennis the Menace.
I have found that there is nothing better to put me to sleep than National Public Radio.
Yeah.
And on the weekends, whenever possible, or if I'm on vacation, I like to take an all things considered nap.
Yep.
5 o'clock PM.
Yep.
Put on all things considered, and I'm out within 30 seconds.
I have found that nothing puts me to sleep better than you talking about your weekend napping schedule.
But you're not napping right now.
Believe me, I'm a lot closer than I was 20 seconds ago.
Not close enough.
No, not close enough. I agree with you there. Oh, I'd love to do a show where I fall asleep.
We've talked about that.
Oh, my God. Let me try it next week.
We have talked about this for years.
I can't do it this week because I'm all jacked up on M&M peanuts.
Ah, okay. Hey, congratulations.
Congratulations to you. Let me congratulate you first.
Thank you. Okay, go ahead. Congratulate me.
Yeah, on your
on my what?
Your little paltry little career.
Okay, thank you.
And your wonderful family. Yeah.
Congratulations on your
and congratulations
on your new things,
the things that you've been working on.
Your Netflix.
Yeah, your new company. Don't you have a new little business venture?
Yeah,
congratulations
on
that.
Thank you. And
yeah.
I understand you have... you've booked...
You've actually put together a great board of directors.
Another
and some
actor.
Great... you're looking around.
And the actress.
Trying to get some venture capital, some angels, and looking for money.
You're the showrunner.
You are doing great. And I'm so proud of you.
You have this gorgeous...
I'm not your father, but I'm telling you... I'm very proud of you.
You have a wonderful, gorgeous Dame Judi Dench, who's going to be starring in your new show.
Dame Judi Dench?
Which means she
has to... She's still alive?
She has to flirt with you because you're the showrunner.
She has to come back from the dead and flirt with me.
Oh, she's very much alive.
She is?
Yes, that's why you signed her.
I haven't even thought of her.
That was your criteria. She has to be alive.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to go that way. Yeah. We're not married to it.
Hey, guess what?
Oh, no.
Billboard is going up any day now.
No kidding.
Yes.
No kidding.
It got delayed a little bit by Hurricane Irma, believe it or not. They're printing the billboard. It's the Rihanna.
Are they printing it down south?
Yeah, it was getting printed. The print shop is in Georgia.
Okay.
And it did get affected by Irma.
Okay.
But it's going to be shipped to Newark, I believe, tomorrow or Friday.
Wait, how do they print it in giant long strips?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. And then they paste the strips up like a little jigsaw puzzle?
Yep, 48 feet wide by 14 feet high. And it's...
So they're all printed up?
Yep, and it's going to be shipped up to the billboard tomorrow or Friday.
Wait, and then what happens then? What's the next step?
Then they put it up.
Wait, who's they? What do you mean they?
The billboard company puts it up.
And will you be there when it goes up?
Yes, we plan to be there and film the whole thing.
But so they'll give you a little heads up? They'll say they'll say you have an hour to get here?
Yep.
Do they do that kind of thing at 4 in the morning?
No.
Or do they do it during the day?
I assume they do it during the day. I don't know for sure, though. They were willing to do it over the weekend.
You know, it'd be very intriguing if they put up Charles Manson's face first and you're just driving past. That would be intriguing.
That would be great.
Yeah, I would say, I wonder what's going on there.
Yeah. It is the Rihanna Bieber Manson billboard, made possible by everybody who supported our Kickstarter campaign.
Which is still ongoing?
Still ongoing, trying to raise enough money to keep it up there for a second month.
To do a different billboard?
We'll see.
To do now...
I'm trying to get
to the other... To do now 100% Jew-free? Is that the other billboard?
Not so much.
That's not your second choice?
No.
Caucasian Radio?
That even,
would that be your second choice?
That even less for that one.
What would be your second choice?
4 out of 5 doctors recommend WFMU. It's your joke.
Yeah, but it's just a joke.
It's your joke.
But it's not gonna move the needle.
Okay. Well, I think the time.
Hey, wait. We're talking about your dead mother. Provocative.
Yes, it is provocative.
People love their mothers. People miss their mothers.
It's really offensive.
To who?
I mean, it would just like piss people off very, very much.
We'd have to talk about their mothers, I guess. We'd have to talk about old ladies who recently passed.
Oh, I see. We'd only be allowed to talk about dead mothers.
We'd be legally obligated at some point to, if someone called and said, I thought you'd be talking about my mother.
Well, I think we're going to pass on the dead mother and the Jew-free billboard and the Caucasian radio billboard.
Fine.
The timing is not so great for those. Do you know what I'm saying?
No.
In the wake of Charlottesville?
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to wait for there to be no racial tension in America.
I'm going
to
wait.
Before you move forward with
those. No. I'm going to wait for a great national conversation about race in America.
Long overdue.
It is long overdue.
I do my best. I wrote that movie... Moving, starring Richard Pryor.
Uh-huh.
I did my best.
A black man.
A black man, yep.
Moving into a white neighborhood? Is that the concept?
I don't know. I'm doing my share.
Well, let's have a left versus right national conversation right now.
We could. A great segue. Beautifully done, Ken.
Thank you.
Beautifully done. Work of art. Yeah.
I think it's time to have a national conversation.
A national left versus right debate. And we can do it right here, WFMU. Starting now. Now, most people, when they say left versus right, they think conservative, they think liberal, right?
Right.
But that's not what we're referring to.
They think
Nazis. We don't go there.
Nazis or Antifa?
Yeah. But we're not going there.
No.
That's a little too hot for us.
We don't want that national conversation.
That's the third rail, yeah.
Yeah.
But we did get into a little bit of a discussion on the way here. I believe you're so wrong about this. I'd put money up. The question is...
What is the question, Andy?
As you know, you're driving along, you're low on gas, you pull into the gas station. Some gas tanks, or the nozzles, Is that what they're called? Or on the left? Not the nozzles. What are they?
The gas door.
The gas door.
The gas door, the gas flap.
The gas flap. Some gas flaps are on the passenger side.
I would say all.
No, that's insane. Some gas flaps are on the passenger side.
Oh, if you're a loser, if you're driving a loser mobile, yes, then it's on the passenger side. You're correct.
It is, and I would say that it has to be 50-50.
Why?
Because otherwise gas stations would be, there'd be bottlenecks at gas stations.
No.
Because you pull in, you're either pulling into the left side of the gas tank, a gas pump, or the right side.
You can go in.
They have to split it 50-50.
No, you can go in nose first or butt first.
You go backing into gas stations?
I do it all the time.
You back into gas stations? I think they would discourage you from backing into gas stations if they could.
No, I back into gas stations because of all the loser mobiles that are hogging up the nozzles. I have to back up because
you think most cars are on the passenger side?
Without a doubt.
Oh, you're so wrong. It has to be 50-50.
Every car I have driven for the last...
No, you don't... Oh, that's not true,
Ken. I rent a lot of cars.
They're not... And they're all on the passenger side?
No, they're all on the driver's side.
On the driver's side? Well, the car I drove here today, it was a Chevy Volt, on the passenger side.
Loser mobile. That's all.
Half the cars on the road are passenger.
No way.
Passenger side. It has to be.
Not half.
Ken, it has to be because, look, every gas station out there has one main entrance. There might be other ramps and entrances, but there's one main entrance, one primary entrance, right? They can't have the cars going all to the left of the gas pump. They can't. They've got to divide it 50-50.
You think it's 50? I don't. I think it's like...
Here's what I'm doing. I'm going to put 80, up money.
80-20.
Oh, my God. No, that's just... Oh, that's... I wish you could hear yourself sometime.
I wish we
could somehow record things you're saying in this room.
We are recording right now.
Well, good.
Yeah.
You'll be able to listen and be embarrassed later. Here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to take a survey, a rough sampling of our listeners. Many of them are driving now, as you know. And just ask them which side of the car their gas tank is on. We'll keep track. I will bet you $20. Now, it's going to be a small sampling, right?
Yeah.
Our survey will be limited. We have less than an hour here.
We have time to get maybe 50.
Okay, let's say we 50. I would say, you know what's very interesting? I think it's going to be, if we take 50, it will definitely be within 20% left or right. Definitely be within 20%.
Oh, so you're saying that even if it's 70-30, you still win? That's what you're saying?
No, I'm saying, no, that's not, no. 20% is if we get 50... If we get 50 callers,
okay.
What's 20% of 50?
10.
10. It's within 10.
Okay.
It's within 10. And you know what? Here's what just occurred to me. If it's not zero, it has to be 50%. I have to be right. If there's a design imperative to put it on the driver's side, then they'd all be there. But if some are on the passenger side, and you're admitting to that, it has to be 50-50. If someone on the passenger side, it has to be for my reason, to ease congestion at the gas tank. It has to be 50-50. I can't lose this bet.
All I can tell you is that every car I've driven for the last 20 years, the gas tank has been on the left.
Well, that's what statisticians call anecdotal evidence. It's a joke.
Okay, let's go statistical.
Children love anecdotal evidence. My children will tell you that every parent and every father in the world is bald because I'm there. I'm bald. That's anecdotal. It's not scientific. This is scientific. Our survey that we're about to do is closer to science than you telling us.
Are you telling
about
me
the last Honda you rented?
That your son Evan is still at the restaurant ordering cheese fries?
I don't know what that means. Where'd that come from?
Last week.
I don't know what that means.
Last week, to get him out of your hair while you Skyped
in. Oh, yeah, that's
right.
You
sent him to the restaurant to get mozzarella sticks.
No. He went to get fries and came back with mozzarella sticks.
Oh, okay.
It's a traumatic moment in every boy's life.
Well, not as traumatic as realizing that your dad is bald.
Well, that's why I never take my hat off. It's going to be a tough moment for Evan on his 22nd birthday. Okay.
The phone number here is 201-209-9368.
Is that a new number?
No, same old number.
201-209-9368. This is as simple as anything. Even you can answer this question. I'm talking to you, listener number five.
Number five, call now.
What side of the card is your gas tank on? By the way, if you forget this, it's easy to tell. Look at the gas gauge, and there's always a little arrow pointing to the left or right.
Yeah, no, that's interesting. I never knew about that little
arrow. Wait. But why would there be a little arrow if everybody's is on the driver's side? Why bother with an arrow?
Because there's, you know, maybe 10% that are
not on. Not 10%. If there wouldn't be 10%. It makes no sense if they're 10%. Either it's 50-50, and I'm right, they have to do it to alleviate congestion, or there's a design reason for it to be on the driver's side, and you're right.
You know,
it's either zero or 50-50.
Outside of urban areas, gas stations have so much room that you can go in butt first if you want, and you don't even have to back in. You can just drive in butt first.
I don't know what that means. So you drive in backwards?
Well, you can face whichever
when side. When you're on road trips? We've got to go on a road trip soon. If you're driving backwards across coast to coast.
Well, I drive backwards to save mileage.
Yeah.
Got to run that odometer backwards from time to time.
When you rent a car?
I used to do that. No, I drove a cab, and we paid by mileage. And I discovered one time that I had a cab that actually the odometer did run backwards.
But how do you make it go backwards?
I had to take somebody to a fair way down a country road. It was about 3 or 4 miles down a dirt road. I drove all the way back out backwards.
No.
Yes,
no,
I did.
No, you didn't.
I did that.
Oh, God.
I did that thing.
How did you ever get to adulthood? How did you work your way to adulthood? Why is God looking out for you? What plan does God have for you?
You would have done the same thing.
To save 30 cents?
That was more like $1.30.
It's like the end of Ferris Bueller.
I would not have done that to save 30 cents.
Remember Ferris Bueller where they ran the car backwards so his friend's dad wouldn't know?
I never saw that movie.
You never saw Ferris Bueller?
Nope.
I'm surprised because you're living the damn movie.
John in Spotswood Lake, you're on the air. Hello, John.
Hello?
Hello, John.
How you doing?
What side is your gas tank on? Let me guess, the driver's side.
No, passenger.
Of course. Passenger. There it is.
It's not a loser car. It's a Mercedes.
There you go.
There you go.
I think you owe John an apology. Hey, Nick.
The Audi also has it on the...
Well, we'll talk to Audi drivers soon.
Mine's on the driver's side. Put down a hashtag.
Well, here, mine's on the passenger side. There. Suck right on that.
Yeah. 2-1. Passenger.
Yeah, 2-1. Okay, we're at 201-209-9368. The bar is pretty low tonight. Almost anybody can play. We're not asking any questions that might stump you.
You have to know what side your gas flat.
Yeah, that's right. Anyone that's filled their car.
You do have to know. Oh, well, you have to have filled your car, and you have to remember what side it's on.
You mean it can't be a total idiot?
Right.
Semi-idiots are welcome tonight.
Dustin in Parsippany, you're on the air.
Hi. My gas tank is also on the passenger side.
There you go.
I think it's like a European car thing where European cars have it on the passenger side and American cars and Japanese cars have it on the driver's side.
Say no more. No, loser mobiles.
My car's the exception. I'm driving a General Motors vehicle and it's on the passenger side. I believe it's not European versus American. I believe each company splits their fleet 50-50.
No way. No way.
You'll find out soon enough.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, Dustin.
Hey, how much money are we betting on this?
$20.
Where's your $20?
It's upstairs.
No, where is it, seriously?
It's upstairs.
Where?
In my wallet.
Well, go tell Nick to get your wallet.
My wallet's up in my office.
Well, go tell Nick to get it.
No.
Well, who's going to get it?
Me.
You mean I got to stick around after the show to get paid?
Yeah.
You got to run all the way upstairs?
Yep.
I want your wallet down here.
Kevin and
wait. Go get your wallet. Yeah. I'll kill time.
No.
I'll play some music.
What will you do if I go and get my wallet?
How long will that be?
It'll be 2 minutes.
Can I put calls on the air? Show me how.
Okay.
Show me how.
All right.
Teach me. I'm keen to learn it. I've only been doing this 23 years.
This is the volume for the calls.
Wait, where? Which one? What are you pointing to?
This one right here.
Yeah, what number is that?
It's number 13.
But why would you ever put that down?
Well, if you got a busy signal or something, you might have to lower that.
Okay, gotcha. Right? I'll just leave it up.
These are all
the calls. Yeah, we got a full phone bank.
Yeah, all those are ready to go.
Okay, what do I do?
But number three,
yeah,
which is Kevin and East Rutherford.
I don't care.
Yeah, Kevin's ready to go. So
how do you know Kevin's ready to go, not number one?
Hey,
because Kevin,
ready.
Kevin's
hang
right
on,
there.
Kid. Hang on. Okay.
What? What? All right. Let's talk to Kevin first.
Wait. What is he on now?
Yes, that's Kevin.
Yeah.
Okay, how's Kevin. Hey, Kevin, how you doing? What side of the car you fill up on?
All right, it's on the passenger side.
What the hell?
I'm going with the guy previous. A lot of Euro cars seem to have it on the passenger side, but I just passed a Mercedes and it was on the driver's side. So
well, we can't count that. But if that driver calls, Ken would get the point. Okay, thank you,
Kevin.
I don't think that was it.
Yeah, and
okay,
now
how do I hang
watch
up?
This.
Yeah,
we have to unlock it. See that green light
yeah.
there?
Yeah, how do I unlock it?
We unlock it by hitting it again.
Yeah, and then how do
and
I hang up?
And then we hit drop.
Oh, he's gone.
He's gone.
Okay, I can do this.
All right.
Okay, you go get your wallet. I want my money.
All right, now I just want to see you do it. Now, Andy Breckman is operating the calls.
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, thanks for calling. You love the show.
You didn't do anything.
Oh, yeah, hold on. Don't say anything yet. What number should I do?
Do number four.
Okay, ready?
Jamie in Brooklyn, you're on the
How
air.
Do you know it's Jamie in Brooklyn?
Because it says over
Hi.
Here.
Hey, Jamie, how are you? Thanks for calling. Wait, hold on, Jamie. Ken's going to make a run up the stairs. We're good,
okay,
Ken. We're good, buddy. You don't worry about a thing. Ken, where are you going? Ken, where are you going? No, you go. No, Ken, seriously, where are you going? No, you go. You got to go get the wallet. Ken, you got
to
get the wallet.
Go or not.
Yeah, I want you to go. Yeah, okay. Ken, yeah, you go. Oh, my God, I can't believe he really left. Look at him run. He's so scared. Okay. Hey, Jamie, what side of the car do you fill up on?
I'm a loser. I got a passenger side door.
What kind of car is that?
It is a Chrysler. It's American.
That's how you do it. Okay. Now, I'm going to, you know what's going to be very exciting? I've never done this. I'm going to hang up now. I'm not hanging up on you. I'm hanging up, in effect, with you. Don't be insulted. Here I go. I'm pressing this button here, and then I'm doing that. Oh, wait, it didn't work. Jamie, is that still you?
I'm still here.
Wait, I'm going to have to talk to you for a while. I hope you have an interesting life. I hope you have at least one interesting anecdote.
Well, I wanted to point out a couple.
This is fantastic. Oh, wait. Oh, my God. I've been given godlike powers. Okay, now I'm going to put this person on the air. Hi, you're on the air. You love the show.
Ooh, I do.
Hey, this is fantastic. I don't need that other guy at all. I've even forgotten his name already. Hey, what side of the car do you fill up on?
I fill up on the passenger side.
Holy moly, he's not going to believe this. And what kind of car are you driving?
I drive a Mazda.
Okay. And, okay, so the score is now 6-1, but Ken, when he gets back, won't believe this. Now, I'm not hanging up on you. I respect you too much. But I am hanging up. Let me see if I can do this. I press this. No, that didn't work. Wait. Oh, you're gone, baby. You're gone, baby. Gone. Oh, my God. It's a full phone bank. And now I'm going to put this human being on the air. I'm going to press this button. Hey, thanks for calling. You're crazy about the show. I don't know. Okay. I'm going to have to hang up on you. Because you didn't talk. Oh, now wait. Now I'm beginning to get worried. Okay, here we go. Hey, thanks for calling. Hey, thanks for calling.
Can you hear me?
I can. I can hear you. I can hear you quite well. What is your name?
My name is Michael. I'm from Kingston, New York.
Okay, I'm going to call you Beverly.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, and what kind of car are you driving, Beverly? And what side of the car is your gas tank on?
It's a Nissan Altima, and it's on the driver's side.
It's a Nissan on the driver's side. There seems to be no rhyme or reason to this. Ken, you just scored. You came back in time to score.
Oh, good. We want people who have the gas flap on the driver's
or
side.
Or passenger side. You can't do that. You can't select.
To call us.
You can't entice people on your team to call.
201-209-9368.
201-209-9368. And Ken, watch this. You'll be very impressed
gas
with me.
Gas flap on the left side.
Or the right side. Here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
Watch this.
Okay.
Say goodbye to Beverly.
Bye, Beverly.
All right. Take care. God bless. Bye.
Okay. And then that and that. Wait, hold on.
Nope.
I didn't quite do it.
Nope.
Okay.
No.
Done
okay.
And done.
You hung up.
I did.
Oh, good. Good job.
I took three or four calls.
Wow. That really is a breakthrough.
It is. I don't want to do that again.
That's incredible.
I got very. Yeah, I could. I don't see how you can do that and be entertaining at the same time. Oh wait, hold on. I now realize
I'm not entertaining.
Okay, here's my $20.
Okay.
Okay.
Jonathan and Boonton, you're on the air.
How do you know their names?
Because Nick writes.
Oh, Nick writes it. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Here's my here's my $7.
No.
Eight.
Wait, is that all you have?
That's all I got.
Yeah.
Oh, this sums it all up, ladies and gentlemen.
But look what I have.
This sums it all up.
I have something very valuable in here also, though.
What is that?
It is, what do you call it? A wallet ninja.
Look. I'll take that. That's $13 worth. Okay. So if you lose, I'm taking...
Oh, my God. No, I need my wallet
ninja. Why? Well, for what? Has it ever come in handy once?
Yes.
Okay, then
don't
all
take my wallet ninja. I'll
PayPal. then you better be right about this 50%.
I'll PayPal you the $20. Just don't take my wallet ninja.
I'll listen to the little boy crying over his wallet ninja. Okay.
I love my wallet ninja.
You are the cutest guy. You are so cute.
Okay, Jonathan and Booten, you're on the air. Gas tank on the driver's side, am I right?
No, it's fine. It's underneath the license plate.
Well, that's no points awarded.
Wow.
What kind of
no
car?
No points. I thought I'd get extra.
What kind of car is that?
It's a '67 Le Mans.
Wow.
That's the coolest. That is the coolest call of the night. He's the James Bond of callers.
Thanks
very much for calling.
Thanks, Jonathan.
Thank you.
You have a long way to go to catch up. The score is 6-2.
You're right. I'm only going to answer calls from people who.
No.
The gas flap.
No, not fair at all.
On the driver's side, Liz and Emerson, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hey, Liz.
Passengers. It's all the passenger side.
That's how you do it.
It's a Subaru.
I don't understand this.
Really? Your world makes no sense?
No.
Really? Because the three cars you've driven in your life all had the driver's side?
I rent cars.
Now do you understand how statistics work?
I rent cars.
What anecdotal evidence is?
All the time.
Really? Really? This stuns you?
I do understand what anecdotal evidence is, but my dad's not bald.
Well, then there you go.
He never went bald.
Well, oh, no. So you would say dads never go bald.
They never do.
Exactly. You see, but you'd be wrong. It's like your little fleet of three cars representing the whole world.
Liz,
says so much about you, Ken Friedman. Well, my last two cars were on the driver's side, so everyone must be on the driver's side.
My last four cars.
Yeah, so that, yeah. I think this way about an issue. Everyone must think this way about an issue.
I only drive Japanese cars. Maybe that's what
Maybe it that's it. Although, yeah. Look, although we've had Japanese cars called, it turns out every brand, I believe, splits their fleet 50-50. And I believe that's the regulation. It probably is required to sell your cars in the
just
country.
Just so there's no logjam at the gas station.
Yes! 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 I'm sorry, but it makes sense. I'm sorry, it's common sense. I know you have a ban about common sense here at FMU.
I can't even hear common sense.
I know. I know it upsets you. I know it, you get all stressed out.
It's like colorblindness.
I know, Ken. But think about it. Ken, think about it. A lot of gas stations, almost every gas station has a primary entrance, has one primary way in.
Not so.
Yes. Almost everyone does. There may be other ramps and other entrances, but one that's used most. You can't have every car coming in looking for the left side of the gas tank.
The Lukoil gas station on Route 15 has two entrances.
We're learning about anecdotal evidence again. This is very, very instructive for you.
Liz, I'm really sorry about my co-host here.
it's quite all right.
Thank you, Liz.
He forgot all about you. But I didn't, Liz.
Thanks for calling, Liz. Wait, have we talked to Liz already?
No, Liz, you're on the air.
Liz, what kind of car are you driving, and what side of the car do you fill up on?
It's a Subaru, and it's on the passenger side.
That's how you do it.
All right. Thanks for your call, Liz. And we're moving on to the next call.
I think I'm going to go home with this nifty little deal.
In Emerson, we're talking to Liz. Hi, you're on the air, Liz.
Little wallet ninja.
Liz, you're on the air.
Yes.
Hi.
Okay.
And
what kind of car are you driving?
A Subaru.
All right, a Subaru. And what side is the gas flap on?
It is on the passenger side.
On the passenger side. All right. All right. Thank you, Liz. And we're moving on. On to line two. And we are on the air with Liz. Hi, Liz.
I don't think you're really hanging up on people and putting new people on.
Oh, did you give Liz all those points? You have to erase like 5 points.
They weren't all
Liz,
from Liz.
Liz just told us maybe like five times.
Maybe two of them were. I'll combine the last two.
All right, let's move on to Judy in Elmwood Park. Hi, Judy.
Hey, Judy.
Hello.
You love the show.
I have to laugh because I'm driving and I'm passing. 80% of the cars are on the driver's side.
Yes.
Well, if they called, Ken would have an argument to make.
80%.
But we're not talking about them. We're talking about you.
I can rattle it off as I'm driving.
Okay.
I'm the driver's side.
You're
She's
on the driver's side.
She is driver's
okay,
side.
Okay, then Ken will take this point. What kind of car is it?
It's a Kia.
A Kia, yeah,
it's
there
a
you
Kia.
Go.
I think they could all be on the same side because there are two ways to getting gas stations close times, and cars are going in two different directions.
Exactly!
But in almost every gas station, there's a primary entrance. There's one entrance that's used most often.
Judy, I'm really sorry. Andy hasn't had enough to eat today.
How can I'm not wrong? It's true with every establishment.
He gets very confused and irritable.
Do you think gas stations have three or four entrances and they're all used equally? In what world would that happen?
Two entrances.
No.
But they're not. Okay, let's say there are two entrances. Do you think in what world would they both be equal? It doesn't happen.
In this world, planet Earth.
No, it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. They have to divide these gas tanks up to keep things moving.
All right. Okay, we're moving on. And calling from Elmwood Park, it's Judy. You're on
Wait,
the air.
Wait, no, we've already talked to Judy. We're not going to talk again. Judy, get one vote per person.
Okay, bye, Judy.
Yeah.
All right. Line three, it's Judy in Elmwood Park. Hi, Judy.
No, it ain't on Judy. Hi, thanks for calling.
This
Hi, Judy.
Joe from Crestkill.
Oh, hey, Joe.
Hey, Joe. Thanks for
Just
calling.
Just give the same answer as Judy from Elmwood Park.
No, or you could give the truth. Tell the truth, Joe. What kind of car are you driving, and what side of the car do you fill your tank on?
And the truth will set you free. I drive a Volkswagen GTI, and it's on the passenger side.
That's how you do it, baby.
Oh, it's a Volkswagen. That's a Nazi car.
You know, want to hear something? You want
developed by the Nazis.
Yeah.
It's called the People's Car.
Yeah.
People meaning Nazis.
Yeah.
They should have called it a Nazi Wagen.
They tested both.
Yeah.
People's Car.
Yeah, the People's Car.
Volkswagen tested better?
You know, our second car is a minivan, a Volkswagen minivan, and the gas tank's on the driver's side. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Even Volkswagen.
Well, you should put a mark
I'm not going to put a mark there because
you're cheating.
I'm not driving it at the moment.
Okay.
I do have another car.
All right. What is it, Joe?
I think we're talking about one car.
It's a Volkswagen Jetta from 2005.
Right.
And the gas tank's on the passenger.
Only one vote per person. One vote per person. Joe.
We're making up these rules as we go along. It's Chicago, 1960. We'll decide who gets to vote.
And Lawrence in North Plainfield, you're on the air.
Hi, Lawrence. Thanks for calling. You love the show.
I love the show. That goes without saying. You guys are great. But I've driven seven cars in the last year, as regular cars.
Well, you don't get seven votes. What is your current vehicle?
Oh, jeez. Well, the current one I'm in right now is a Ford, what is this thing called, Transit van. On
okay.
the passenger side.
There it is.
But wait, I have four current cars of my own. This is a company car.
Yeah.
Can we cast votes on them?
Well, we're asking what car either you're in or the most recent car you drove. We can't allow people to cast multiple votes.
Wow,
because
you're
really
hard on yourself.
I might lose.
But, by the way, I'm a big car person. And, Andy, I have to respectfully disagree with you. I don't think they switch it around.
Hang up.
No,
you go ahead, Lawrence. I like the direction you're going in.
I don't think they switch it around because of gas pump stuff. I think it all has to do with packaging of the automobile and where they can place certain components. But the thing I noticed, like all of our Hondas in our family, and we have dozens of them, they're all on the left side.
Yeah.
Certain of that.
Yeah, I think Japanese cars are on the left side because
you mean if you go to Japan, nobody's driving into the right side of the gas pump.
No, they're
that's
going,
your theory.
They're driving around the other entrance.
But a lot of that's more congestion. That's a bigger problem. Why not split it 50-50? Isn't that the easiest way to do it? The commonsensical way to do it. By the way, that's what people are doing.
Gas pump islands have two sides on them.
But one side is more. That's right. That's right. One side is, but there's only one main entrance. You can't have everyone going to the left or right side.
I don't think it's a Japanese thing, though, because Subarus are Japanese, and you had two or three callers, and those are on the right side.
That's a conundrum. Subarus are fake Japanese.
Yeah.
It's a conundrum.
Okay. Well, anyway.
Thanks
my
for
other
calling.
Six cars are all about evenly split, in case you wanted to add that into your tally.
Well, I think we're going to get to an even split by the end of
this. All right. Thanks, Lawrence.
You guys are great.
You guys are great. You guys are great. You and your whole family, Lawrence. We're big fans.
And we go on to John in Texas. You're on the air, John.
Hello. My gas tank is on my driver's side.
Yes!
What kind of car are you riding? Driving there, John?
It's a Mitsubishi Outlander.
Mitsubishi. See, the Japanese know how to do it.
Fine.
And John, where in Texas are you?
I just discovered this year that there's a little arrow that points in the direction of where your gas tank is. I had no idea. I've been
If Ken was right, in Ken's world, in Bizarro world, and free, every car would you wouldn't need that little arrow because every car would be on the driver's side.
Yes. John, where are you in Texas? Are you in the Houston area?
I'm busy enough to need it.
Where in Texas are you, John?
Oh, I'm in San Antonio.
So not affected by the flooding?
Not at all. No, we everything's cool here. So we took some people in.
Nice.
Yes, that's what our city does.
Yeah, keep them. Keep those people.
Well, you could hold them for ransom.
Yeah.
People are very valuable.
Yeah.
Some of them have very valuable relatives. Very smart move, San Antonio.
Way to go, John.
Right.
Well played.
Okay, we're moving on. It's Tracy in Princeton. You're on the air.
Hey, I've got two Toyotas, and they are both radical leftists.
Yes.
That means driver's side?
Driver's side.
But we can't give them two votes.
No, give them one vote.
I wonder if every Toyota.
Eight to five.
But I'm a leftist, and so is my wife.
It is 10 to 5, my friend.
10 to 5.
This is a 5, and that's a 5.
You crossed out 2 of those 5.
But that became 1, and this doesn't count. I know what I'm doing. 10 to 5. You're not going to catch up.
Crossing things out, filling them in.
Well, you're putting the
counting
same,
people twice.
You're putting
and
the same callers
gone,
on the phone.
He put all these fake callers on.
No, that's not true. I was a good boy. Because my kids are listening, and I want to be a good example. We have children listening, you know, Ken.
Do we?
Well, no. Why would they listen?
All right, thanks, Tracy.
Dear God, wouldn't that be sad if a child was listening? 201-209-9368. It's the big left-right divide in this country. You've probably been reading about it, and so you've heard about it.
And we go to line one.
We're
and
finally
it's
addressing it here on WFMU.
It's Jeff calling from upstairs.
He's in the building.
Jeff, what kind of car do you drive? Is it in the parking lot out there?
It's not, but it's an Audi, and the filler's on the right, because, as we know, well-engineered cars put the filler on the passenger side where it's safer.
Why is that safer?
Because there's a marginally higher chance that you'll be struck on the side that's the side with oncoming traffic.
Oh.
But the gas tank itself is in the center.
It's in the middle, but the filler is
vulnerable. It could spark an explosion.
Yeah,
it's
so
safer.
So the Germans know that it should be on the passenger side. So Audis and VWs put them on that side.
Because Germans believe in safety.
They do.
That's what World War II was all about.
That's right. When Hitler built his car,
the borders for safety.
I believe that was a top priority for Adolf.
All right, thank you, Jeff from upstairs.
Sure.
That actually makes perfect sense. Of the voice of reason. Is that okay to have every once in a while on the show?
No.
The voice of reason?
No. That's really scary.
I know you're breaking out in blotches.
Yeah.
You have an allergic reaction to common sense.
I do. I fail the test.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're at 201-209-9368. This is hot, folks. This is as provocative as it gets. You've heard about the left-right divide in this country. We're finally going to settle things here.
Rem in San Francisco. You're on the air.
I really love the show.
Dear
Thanks,
God.
Man.
Dear God, you should get out more.
Now, my car is very weird. It's at the front of the car.
What?
It's actually in the center of the car because I ride a bicycle and the fuel tank is my mouth. So neither of you get a point.
Oh, you don't count.
I ride a bicycle.
You're a bicycler.
I ride a bicycle and the fuel tank is my mouth.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to put that on his tombstone. The fuel tank, Rem from San Francisco, the fuel tank was my mouth.
Pam in Jersey, you're on the air.
I wonder why he's not invited to a lot of parties. Rem in San Francisco. Hey, Pam, how are you?
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing great now that you called.
Yeah.
Always good to hear from you, Pam.
A Volkswagen is what I drive. It's a 2002. It's a special, so it's a 337. It's a GTI, but it's a special edition, and it's on the right side.
It's on the right. That's the passenger side. Well, according to our friend Jeff, Volkswagen did that to increase the safety of the car. So you can get into any sort of head-on collision you want now, Pam.
I guess that's
confidence. You can sail over that line, that middle line in the road, knowing your gas tank is safe.
Yeah, just don't start a war on the Eastern Front. You'll be fine, Pam.
All right, man. Well, thank you guys very much.
All right.
Just don't start a war on the Eastern Front there, Pam.
Okay, O'Neill.
And if you have a zinger, write it down.
Okay. Hey, how are you?
O'Neill, you're on the air.
Don't be funnier than me.
Oh, crap. I wanted to call and say I drive a 2002 Toyota Sienna, and it is on the driver's side.
Yes, as it should be, as God intended it to be.
But Ken, even if you catch up, I've won my Pocket Ninja.
No, you haven't.
If we're close to 50%.
You are not getting my Wallet Ninja.
Wallet Ninja.
Do you realize how many things are on my Wallet Ninja?
Oh, please, no. Please don't do this. Oh, please give me some ground glass to chew if you're going to do this.
Joe in Montclair, you're on the air.
Left side, guys.
Yes! Driver's side. Thank driver you, side? Joe.
Oh, my God.
Phone number is 201.
You're making a spectacular comeback.
201-209.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up.
201-209-9368. If your gas flap is on the left-hand side, we want to hear from you. 201-209.
If your gas flap is on the right-hand side, what are you doing?
I'm trying to do a
You're trying to filter out my calls.
I'm trying to do an objective survey.
Okay, I'm sure.
Mr. Alternative Facts. Matt in Bloomfield, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hey, Matt.
I'm calling in regarding the side of my gas tank.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you're answering that query.
I drive a 88 BMW 528.
Whoa. Uh-huh. Whoa.
And it is,
chick magnet.
It is on the right side.
That's how you do it.
The wrong side.
That is the wrong side. Yeah, you can have it changed. You can have it moved over to the driver's side if you want.
You mean the wrong side?
Well, no, the left side. The left side. It's not expensive. You can have it moved over to the
bring
left side.
Bring it to FMU. Ken will do it. Bring it to the parking lot in the back.
Yes, I will do it.
Ken will do it on a lunch hour.
Phone number 201-209-9368. Bennett in Brooklyn. You're on the air.
Hi there. Mine's on the left side.
Left side. Done and done.
Something I want to add.
Yeah.
I heard Jeff mention the Germans put them on the right for safety reasons.
Right.
I think so. I've been on the highway for over an hour, and I think the conclusion I've come to is the consumer demand is driving them to be on the left side. For I think people preference has made it so that there are more cars on the road on the left side.
There are not more cars on the road on the left side. There can't be, because you'd have congestion and bottlenecks at gas stations.
No,
they have to divide it equally. They have to.
No way.
I don't think the automobile industry and the gas station industry are getting together and coming up with an even Steven plan.
No, I think it's regulated. I think that when you build and design a car, I think there are 10,000 regulations that you have to follow.
Bennett makes a lot of sense.
No, the government has issued thousands of regulations, and this is one of them. They say divide your fleet evenly.
There's no such regulation.
There's a million regulations.
Thank you, Bennett.
Why would it not cover this part of the car?
Andy?
This is the one aspect of automobile design that's exempt from federal regulations. This?
Your wife, Beth, is on the line, and she's going to tell us that it's on the driver's side. Go ahead, Beth.
It's on the driver's
side. Driver's side, yes!
I thought like 11 times or 12 times you couldn't get through. This is your most popular
show. It is because the bar has never been lower. We're asking people to do nothing.
But when the bar's lower, it's harder.
If people...
And so I just got out of the car. We tried so many times to call.
Nine?
Got home.
9 to 13. Thanks, Beth.
Hey, Beth, we're really on a roll. This is Beth. We finally found our topic. We can do this every week. Hey, wait, what did we do last week that I said we could do this every week?
Drugs.
You were talking about the prescription. You were talking about mood altering drugs.
Right, trying to identify what drugs people
are. You were never happier. You were a pig in poop.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Joyce and Rahway, you're on the air.
It's on the driver's side, which is the right side.
That's right, 10 to 13.
What kind of car are you driving, Joyce?
A 2016 Hyundai Tucson, I think. Tucson, yeah.
Sounds good to me. Okay, right. So Ken, you're...
Thank you, Joyce.
Ken, you're making a very impressive comeback.
The score is 10-13, driver's side versus passenger side.
I know, but you have to not only tie me, you have to overtake me.
Yes.
Substantially.
True.
Substantially. And I believe my theory is being borne out. We will end up close to 50-50.
Matt in Jersey City, you're on the air. Driver's side, am I right?
Sorry, it's on the left.
Yes, driver's side.
Right, is it on the passenger side or the driver's side?
Distract me. I wanted to point out that...
He said the left.
No, wait, hold on. He has to explain. Is it on the driver's side or the passenger side?
It's on the driver's side.
Driver's side. 11-13. I'm catching up.
Wait, but he has some comment to make.
Yeah.
Sometimes there is congestion at gas stations. Yeah?
Thank you. Thank you for that. Now, why did we put him on first? That was illuminating.
Tell us
Thank
more
you.
About the congestion, Matt.
Well, if the theory that they have to put them on...
No, you're so funny. You're so funny. Of course they split them 50-50 to reduce congestion at gas stations. Nothing will eliminate congestion at gas stations all the time. Of course there's going to be occasionally, just statistically, some left or right-hand cars gathered at a gas station.
You're babbling incoherently again.
Well, incoherently to you means I'm making sense. Hey, what happens when you're wrong? Do you apologize? I mean, do you actually say you were right, I was wrong?
No, I run away.
Can you say those words?
No, I hide.
You can run away now. I know how to put calls on and off the air.
Eddie in White House Station.
You're free to run away.
Yes. Hi.
Hi, Eddie.
How you doing?
Good.
We're doing great. Good. Thanks for asking, Eddie. He's one of the few guys asking how we're doing.
Yeah, good. I just caught your show by chance. I'm here. And
what a happy, happy happenstance that was, wasn't it?
We're happy to have you, Eddie.
Yeah, welcome, my friend.
Yes, I decided, let me call.
I should tell you that not every other show on this station is as entertaining as this.
I just found it.
Yeah, you stumbled onto.
I have a lot of issues.
You
with
stumbled
the left
onto
and right side of the damn gas stations.
Not all of them are as provocative as this.
Yeah.
So, Eddie, what side is your gas flap on?
Okay, it's on the passenger side in the back.
Okay.
It's a Subaru. It's Outback.
I won't
2012.
I won't hold it against you.
My favorite part of that phone call, his gas tank is in the back. You've got to go toward the back of the car to fill the car.
But it's on the passenger side.
Yeah. So I'm taking that point. Thanks, Eddie.
Thanks, Eddie.
And welcome to WFMU, to the wonderful world of WFMU. Your life will never be the same.
I'm not sure who we got, but you're on the air. Hi.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. You love the show.
Hey. Jay from Putin.
Oh, hey, Jay.
I'm on the driver's side.
Driver's side, yes. Thank you, Jay.
What kind of car are you driving there, Jay?
It's a luxurious Ford Focus from 2012.
Mm-hmm. Okay. enjoy the car.
Well-engineered, Jay.
Drive safe.
Navi.
Your car is a death trap.
The score is now 12-14. Navi in Toronto, on the air.
We're 50.
It's another great Japanese left side.
That's right, 13-14.
What does left side mean? Is that
driver's side?
The Japanese do it right, like Ken said.
Yeah.
It's the tank's on the left side.
We are going to end up exactly at 50-50. You're going to have to look me in the eye. I'm sure you're getting all teary-eyed. It won't be easy for you. And say, Andy, you were right. You were right. There's some kind of regulation at work. Something is happening, but these cars are split 50-50.
We shall see, my friend.
We have 9 minutes left.
We have miles to go. Thank you, Navi.
Thank you, Navi. We're at 201-209-9368. Is your guest tag on the left or right? Passenger side or driver's side?
Line two. Is this Anthony?
Yes.
Hi, Anthony. You're on the air.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Anthony. You love the show.
To you.
Yeah, we miss you very much, buddy.
No, straight up. I love it.
What kind of car?
I have a Subaru Outback that's
Subaru.
On the passenger.
There it is.
I have a Subaru. Toyota Yaris that's on the driver.
Well, we can only take
the first car you mentioned. Well, which one are you driving today?
The Subaru is mine.
There it is.
Okay.
Well, it's so great
to talk to you guys.
Have your wife call and you can tell us about the other car.
13-15. And Sam in Jersey City, you're on the air.
Hi, Uncle Ken. Hi, Uncle Andy.
Hi, Sam.
Hey, Sam. Thanks for calling. You love the show.
I love the show. I have to say I'm very disappointed you don't have two different numbers set up.
I know.
We should. We didn't know this would be as popular.
I feel a little bit disgusting having to share a line with all those right-hand gas.
Oh, exactly.
No. Oh, no.
So what kind of car have you got, Sam?
I don't have a car. But the last time I rented a car, it was a Hyundai.
Wait. Are we giving him this point?
Yeah, last car he drove.
Okay, the last car he drove. All right, we'll give you the point. It's a pity point.
Thank you, Sam.
But you got it.
The score is 14-15, driver's side to passenger side.
It couldn't be more close. Exactly as Uncle Andy predicted. Exactly where I began.
Jordan and Sparta.
I never said most cars would be passenger. This doesn't surprise me at all.
I can't let the right side lose this one. I'm driving a 2016 Chevy Cruze, and it's on the right side.
That's the passenger side. And we're inching away from you, Ken.
That's a 2005 Death Trap is what he's driving.
Yeah, we have the guts to drive our death traps.
Antonio in Brooklyn, you're on the air.
I have a Honda 2011, and the gas flap is on the driver's side.
Okay, we'll give you that point. Drive carefully.
15-16.
Use your blinkers.
You don't have to drive carefully because your car was well engineered.
Say no to drugs.
So. Chris in Maryland, you're on the air.
Ken, don't you want to rebuttal? I just said say no to drugs.
Say no to drugs.
Say no to drugs.
Yeah, I think Ken's slogan is say maybe to drugs.
Everybody says maybe to drugs.
You should put that on. You've got a big T-shirt.
Everybody takes some drugs.
There's your billboard.
You take some drugs.
I do not.
You take Advil.
That's not drugs.
Yes, it is.
Advil is drugs?
Yes.
What?
People get addicted to Advil.
I don't blame them.
I did.
Happy people that feel no pain whatsoever.
Chris in Maryland, you're on the air.
I did. How was that? Was that a little? You took an Advil vacation?
I took too much.
Yeah.
For too long.
But now you're back on the acid.
I'm clean, baby.
Yeah.
I'm not on anything right now.
No. Well, the night is young. Hey, but the gals are here.
Chris.
Hey, I love your outfits. You guys look bitchin'. You guys really look hot. Do you guys dress up for this? It's radio, you know? God, these girls look great. Did you check out the girls?
Yeah.
Check them out, Ken.
Yeah.
They look fantastic. What I'm saying, you look great.
What happened to the old feminist Andy?
I'm still a feminist. I gave Wonder Woman 4 stars. Mainly for her rack.
That's not feminist.
I liked a lot of the fighting too.
Yeah.
But mainly the rack.
Okay. The
rack on Wonder Woman.
Andy's not ready, but I'm ready.
Check out the rack on Wonder Woman.
The prudent thing to say here is that don't drive on drugs.
Yeah, that's important.
Come on, make it a tie ball game, Chris.
No, a tie ball game is exactly where I wanted. A tie ball game puts money in my pocket.
Left hand side.
It's a tie ball game.
Take it. That's exactly what I predicted, you little nut.
But we have 7 minutes
to go. What are you doing your little victory jig for?
John in D.C., you're on the air.
07 Honda CRV passenger side.
That's how you do it.
Yeah.
That's exactly how you do it.
It's 16-17 now.
Okay.
And Matrix in St. George, you're on the air.
Subaru Forester, right side.
Right side. That's exactly how you do it. But you know what? That's fine too. Now I can take some driver's side. I just want to get these guys close to equal.
Marissa in Brooklyn, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Melissa. How are you guys?
We're doing great. Thanks for calling.
Thank you for putting out an interesting poll. I'm driving a 2010 Pontiac, and it's on the driver's side.
Driver's side,
really?
Yes.
Really, Melissa, you found this interesting? Did you really? I want to give you a big hug. Oh, that is the sweetest thing I ever heard.
Thank you.
Gals, what's your topic tonight?
Thanks, Marissa.
What is it?
We're off mic. It's not proper mic today.
Move towards the mic.
Just
move towards the mic.
The corrupt history of Jersey City.
Oh, is tonight Helene?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Helene Stepinski,
offer of Five Finger Discount, historian of Jersey City.
Oh, fantastic. You guys interviewed Helene?
Mm-hmm.
Were you wearing those hot outfits when you talked to a Helene?
Nope.
Okay.
This is just for tonight.
What was Helene wearing?
You'll have to ask her. She'll be on the
I heard she's board. Smoking.
She's a great writer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she's a good writer, too.
Fantastic book.
Fantastic rack.
T in Booton, you're on the air.
Oh. Tony in Booton. So, GMC,
Left side.
Left side, baby. Left side.
My Ford box truck, left side.
Robert, left side.
Yeah, but we're just talking about your most recent, the car you've driven recently.
John in D.C., you're on the
air. I've got to say, Ken, acknowledge this. We've been on the air. We've been doing this for 45 minutes. We're tied.
Yes, tied.
Tied? What do you mean, yes, tied? I begin by saying that is 50-50 in this country. Do you guys have a car? Wait, hold on. The gals have a car.
Okay.
What do you know what side your gas tank's on?
Yes, I do.
And when your boyfriend or husband fills the tank, what side is it on?
Oh, my gosh. What is wrong with you?
When he gets out of the car to fill the tank.
First off, we're in New Jersey, so we don't even have to do
that. That's right. When the man fills the tank.
We have people to do that.
We have people, yeah.
So you're 50-50 right now? So was this
the side? Well, but we're close to 50-50. Cool. I mean, either way, I can't lose. You? I actually split. We have two cars in our family, and we have one of each. To be honest,
what do you?
The car I drove today was on the passenger side.
Yeah, I'm on the passenger side.
Okay, there it is. I'm taking that point.
Boo hiss.
Boo hiss. It doesn't matter. I didn't say one would win. Where did you make this a driver versus passenger contest? This began with me saying it's about even.
I don't remember you saying
little,
that.
You little nut.
You're on the air.
Do you just hate history? Do you stamp on history?
I have to say I love it when you call me you little nut. That's your new insult.
I'd say
for
that.
Me.
It's as affectionate an insult can be.
I like it. It's a very affectionate insult. Hi, you're on the air.
You little nut.
Guys, John in D.C. Sorry, I'm multitasking. I made a mistake, honestly. My 2007 Honda CR-V is on the driver's side.
Wait, so I have to lose one of mine?
Lose one of yours and give me one of yours.
So now you're winning by one.
I'm winning.
You're not winning. I'm winning. I said it was even. We're within one of each other at the end of the show.
Kyle in New Hampton, you're on the air.
Hi, my gas tank is on the side of the car that is convenient for the person who's driving the car.
Right, the driver's side.
The driver's side.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. It is. I will give you that. It is more convenient when you're alone.
You don't have passengers that get out and pump.
That I will give you that when you're alone and you're pulling into a self-serve gas pump. It is more convenient.
You don't want to get too far from the car. You don't want to let your guard down.
You don't want to let your guard down at those creepy gas stations, those Norman Bates gas stations.
And now I'm winning by a mile.
You're not winning. Yay. I can't wait.
I had to call because I want Ken to win.
Yay,
I'm sure
thanks.
You do. I'm sure you do.
That's all the time we have. And the final score was 22.
Less than 20. Almost exactly the same.
20 driver side.
I'd love to hear from somebody that knows about the regulations involved in
18
this.
18 passengers.
Oh,
side.
No. It's
20 to 18.
20 to 18. Almost 50-50. Oh, shut up. You have not.
Wait a second. Yeah. 20 to 18. That's 38. You want it to be ahead by 20%.
I want it to be a difference of 20%, not ahead. I said there was going to be a very small difference in this size survey. You're welcome.
So it's about 40.
You're welcome. I taught you a little something.
About 40.
I took you to school.
And I'm winning by 10%?
Oh, whatever. You're flapping your lips.
I get to keep my wallet ninja.
You keep
that's,
whatever you
that's
want.
That's the only important thing.
I'm sure it is.
I love you, wallet ninja.
I'm sure you do.
It has a bottle opener.
Oh, God.
A letter opener.
Oh, God.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, online at WFMU.org.
Where can I learn about the corruption in Jersey City, about the history of corruption in Jersey
City?
On
In Real Life with Emily and Kimzilla, coming up next with their special guest, Helene Stepinski, author of Five Finger Discount.
Can't wait.
Thanks to Nick the Bard. Thanks to Veronica. Thanks to Michelle Mealy. Stay tuned for In Real Life.
A big political battle is being fought out in Jersey City, just across the river from New York, and this huge night demonstration is witness to the intensity of the conflict. Slogans give the impression that America is being threatened with communism, a suspicion confirmed by the spirited waving of flags. Actually, the story boils down to this. Mr. Haig, mayor of Jersey City, refused the right of a socialist leader to speak within the bounds of his authority. Liberal-minded Americans protested against the denial of free speech, and here is Jersey City supporting the mayor. Underlying the controversy is the fact that Mayor Haig is one of the few remaining political bosses whose existence offends the conscience of the new enlightened America.
Good evening, lifers. You're listening to the first official episode of the third season of In Real Life. I'm Emily.
And I'm Kimzilla.
And tonight we are joined on the message board and in an interview with the illustrious Helene Stepinski.
I'm very excited.
Author of Five Finger Discount, A Crooked History of Jersey City.
Yes. And she also has a new book out, which is also...
Murder in Matera.
Yeah. And it starts and ends in Jersey City, too.
It's cool. It functions as sort of a prequel to Five Finger Discount.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was such a nice interview.
She was.
Yeah.
And we actually met Helene when we were wrapping up our road trip season.
Yes.
Because we wanted to do our last episode of the road trip season about Jersey City. And we ended up with so much material, and Helene was such a fascinating interview that we had to give her her own show, and we thought, what better way to kick off the new season?
Than with an actual professional author?
Author, yeah.
That knows how to talk on mic.
It's like we're real journalists or something.
Well, we try. We try.
Yeah.
One interview at a time.
Indeed.
But if you're not familiar with Helene, you will now, because she's a fascinating person, and the whole story about how corrupt her family is in Jersey City in a time where it was probably one of the most corrupt time periods in Jersey City, because it was during that Frank Haig era.
Absolutely.
Which he's known nationally, but we'll hear a little bit more about him from Helene.
And she's such a great storyteller, and you can really just hear in the way she talks about this that these are stories that have been passed down in generations from her family. They have a real air of authenticity to them, and her voice really lends them a real air of authenticity when she's telling them. So everyone's going to want to run out and buy the books as soon as they finish hearing this interview, I predict.
You predict?
I predict.
I don't think she's having any problems.
I don't think, yeah. Well.
But just to remind you guys, a few things. So if you want to follow along, hopefully Helene will join us on the message board, answer any questions that you guys have. So be nice and welcome her when she joins the message board. And that's by going to wfmu.org and then go to the playlist and comments section. Mm-hmm. Plus, if you'd like to follow us, do you know how to follow us, Emily?
You can follow us at, like the at symbol, at In Real Life WFMU. Yeah. And that's our Twitter handle. Is that how
you're doing it? Great. You're doing great. Look at that. You're like a social media expert already.
Like they call them mavens, social media mavens.
You're a maven?
That's the term they use for like social media pros. You're like a social media maven.
Oh.
Don't you like that?
Yeah.
I've only heard the word maven in conjunction with modern dance. Like Martha Graham gets called like the maven of
modern dance.
Well,
can't retire it with modern dance. You got to keep evolving the language.
The language, yeah.
Speaking of language,
let's get to the interview.
Yeah, we'll talk about things afterwards.
After.
And we'll see you on the message board.
My name's Helene Stepinski. I'm an author and writer. I'm a journalist, actually. I write regularly for the New York Times, all different sections. But my main thing is being an author, I guess. And my first book was called Five Finger Discount, A Crooked Family History. And it basically traces all the criminals in my family. There were many. Not mafia. There were some wannabe mafia people, but everything from murderers to bookies to, you know, neighborhood fixers. And it not only traces my family, but it traces the corruption in Jersey City. So we talk about Haig and all of people who came after him. There were many. And so it sort of shows, you know, how the family kind of followed along with the corruption, you know, and which came first, the chicken or the egg, you know. Mm-hmm. Was the corruption first or were people just corrupt? I grew up downtown mostly. I moved when I was 14 to the Jersey City Heights. So I consider myself mostly a downtown kid. You know, I grew up right down the street from here, right across from City Hall. And downtown Jersey City at that time was a really bad place to live. I mean, I talk about it in the book. There were a lot of drug dealers. There were junkies, you know, living in my hallway. I mean, it was a really bad place. And, you know, I hear people fight with me now about Jersey City. Oh, it wasn't like that. It wasn't, you know, you didn't live in my neighborhood, buddy. That's what I want to say. You know, so maybe there were better neighborhoods at the time in Jersey City. I think the Greenville section was very nice. There were nice houses there. It was clean. There was a lot of, you know, there was no crime, things like that. But in my neighborhood, it was the pits. You know, it was a really bad place to grow up.
And your neighborhood was a pocket of Italian Americans?
No, it actually, I grew up in a Puerto Rican neighborhood, actually. The Italian neighborhood was up Newark Avenue a bit. Mm-hmm. If you go up Newark Avenue and then turn left, like, I guess around 2nd Street or some Brunswick Street,
okay.
That was the Italian village there. And that actually did have law and order because the mob lived there. I mean, very, very big mobsters live there. I covered their trials when I was older, in my 20s. Those guys,
really?
Yeah, the guys who were in charge of that neighborhood were eventually indicted and convicted of racketeering.